Exercise 3.
Ah, Laura's there. Good morning, Laura. How are you? Are you ready for the week ahead? Let's just get everybody in. What a week. Another week. 1st of December. Happy 1st of December. Are you ready with all your Christmas social media and classes and Christmas timetables and Christmas lunches? It's all here. It's all happening. And it's happening so fast. Good morning. The singing Christmas tree has been up for 2 weeks. Oh, that's funny, Cheryl.
Exercise.
Right, let me just go over here. And so let me know in the comments, what are you teaching? Have you organised your Christmas lunches and things with your clients? When are you going? When are you got them going? There you go. Right, let's see who's over here. Ah, good morning. Hello. Bought some reindeer. Oh, I've got some reindeer lanterns. I've got to put them on this morning. Let me put those out away. Good morning, Gemma Pierce. How are you? Good morning, Claire Bloom. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Now, I've got to, let me bring the whiteboard over. Have you done Elf on the Shelf? Gemma, is Elf on the Shelf happening in your house today? I just nearly forgot. Just had to quickly manoeuvre them. Now, let's see. Are you ready? So first of all, let me tell you about some great music from Pure Energy Go. If you are doing some hits, absolutely not. Oh no, are you not doing it? If you are doing some Christmassy hits, this is the new hit that's out on Monday. If you want it, let me just run you through it so you can see what I've created. I've done a workout one, which is, I thought this would be really cool. 20 seconds at the beginning of really fast pace, 150, then it goes to 2 40 second intervals. So you can go super fast, then pick up your weights and do 2 sort of strength and conditioning exercises, lower body and upper body, 15 second recovery. I didn't know what to call it. Morning, Donna. So I've just called it the 20-40-40. And this has got the Santa and the jingles. It's a really good protocol. And then we got asked loads of time to do a geezer. So a geezer is where it goes up and up and up and up. So it starts at 128, then it goes to 136, then it goes to 144, then 152, then 160. And the intervals get shorter. So that's accelerated geezer. And then I've come up with a new one called the Max Out. Elf's done 12 days of fitness, starting 20 people on it. Oh, that's amazing. Max Out. What do you think of this protocol? Morning, Amanda. Have you got your Christmas stuff on? 6 times 30 seconds of 150, and then 6 times 30 seconds 140, and then 6 times 30 seconds 140, and then we go up again. 6 times 30 seconds 150, so it goes down and then it goes up. So that's called Max Out. And then the last one is a Christmas Core. 60 seconds at 125. And that's for 12. So what do you think? Will you use those? Hope you will. If you are a Pure Energy Go app user, with the new one on Monday, there's 3 Christmas albums, and that will give you enough hit, a different protocol every day for 24 days, which is wicked. So that's what I'm doing now from today till 24th. We're doing a different interval workout using all the Christmas music. So if you're an app user, you can utilise all the ones that we've done in the past and then bring the new ones in as well. So I hope you like that. I'm quite excited about that. It's really good. Now, I've got to give a special mention to a supporter, where is she, and a Fitness Business Academy member, because her outfits and costumes are another level. I think we are going into costume realm here. Here she is, looking absolutely gorgeous. Have you seen this? This is big bums. She looks amazing. Look at that. Look at those Santa leggings. Oh my gosh, amazing. If you don't follow Sarah, Sarah, if you're on, these are just phenomenal. I've liked everyone, messaged on everyone, because I just think they're so cool. She's done some brilliant, brilliant, brilliant Christmas. I just love that one. And that, she's even got wings on that one. Look at that. How absolutely cool is that? And I just loved it so much. So if you don't follow Sarah, she is Big Bums and Little Bums. I know, she's so cute. It just looks, I just think it looks so nice and so fun. So definitely check it out if you've not already. There we go. I do, I love it. Okay, back in then. Christmas timetables, 1st of December. So if you haven't already, it's not too late. You could be doing your Christmas calendar. You could be doing your Fitmas Advent. There's a lot of automated programs, actually, that you can get. Somebody, where you can actually just put a video every day. Somebody remind me what the automated program is. I can't remember. But we've used it in years gone by. Or why don't just, you know, go film, get some Christmas outfits on and film just a ton of either 1 minute exercises, and I've put the Fitmas Pilates one up a couple of days ago, so check that out, or just post a different workout every single day. Oh, happy birthday, Jill, happy birthday. Banners, if you're changing your banners on your Facebook, on your LinkedIn, on your YouTube, if you're going to Christmas it up, Canva is always the best at this time of year, because you can add in some really lovely graphics and they can be sparkly and Christmas trees and all the different things. So that's cool. Just give your social media a bit of a lift, make it look fun. Yesterday we talked about testimonials. Good morning, Esther. Let me know, did you get any testimonials yesterday? And I pinched this idea from somebody else. I saw on Instagram do it. So I did a whole session yesterday, 20 minutes or so. Good morning, Ali. I did a whole session yesterday about testimonials. And I popped in the group a script of what you could, just a sample, because it gives you a framework there, an idea that you can send out to clients who have got really great results, and they can hopefully do you a 1 minute video, or they can do a written post. So if you got loads of written posts, so again, I said this yesterday, we did it around WalkFit, so I'd got brilliant, brilliant testimonials from the WalkFit crew, really good, about 25 now, 26, and they're all written. So we put them into a nice graphic and we'll start to populate them. Then I saw somebody on Instagram yesterday talking about testimonials, strangely enough, because it is a good time of year to get your testimonials out. And this person was saying a great way to attract attention to your testimonials is, and I'm going to do it in a minute actually, is to film yourself. So get your camera, obviously here, and just be on camera and just jump and kind of go like that, which looks crazy now, me doing it. And then you've got that video with you jumping. And then what you can do is you can take your testimonial. What a good idea. Take your testimonial with all the written and that block of text. And as you jump, you can bring the wording down. So it looks as if you're kind of going like this with your testimonial. And just make it like 10 or 15 seconds. You could have some Christmas music on. You could have a Christmas outfit on or whatever. Outside, inside, doesn't matter. It's just you're jumping and moving as if you're bringing the text down. And then you've got, wow, WalkFit is amazing. I get up every day. And just a really nice way of attracting attention. And that really got me thinking about, you know, if you just put your testimonials on your page or on your carousels, yeah, they'll definitely get attention and people will really like them. But if you can weave it into a reel or a video somehow, so I was thinking you could catch them, you could bring them in, you could be looking down, you could bring them up, just as long as a bit of movement that attracts attention. And I've not looked on Canva at this, but I'm sure there's some really good Canva videos, again, where you can get the testimonies sort of flying in and flying out, just to make them more exciting and interesting. Remember, when you've got a video, anything that moves, any kind of jumping, it always attracts the eye. So just a written testimonial on the screen, okay, that will do well. But if you're in it as well going, wow, look, ham it up a bit, you've got a great great piece of content then that showcases you, fun, personality, and look, this is what people are saying about me. So if you're looking for a bit of inspiration, I'll do a load of those actually in a bit when I've taken Logan to school, because I think they look really cool. I've got some Wednesday night after class films with my ladies and ask them if they enjoyed the class. That's a good idea. Does it, would anybody, oh, I love that. I'm glad you liked it. I think we just got to be unique and just really fun. And it, I can't take credit for that idea. I saw somebody else do it. And I thought, yes, that's a really fun idea. And I thought as well, you could do, you know, you could, it depends what you teach, but you could, if you've got B-roll, you know, where you've got 15, 20 seconds of you doing something, you could be in the background while that that text is on the screen. So yeah, lots of ideas to do there. Just throwing this over to you, have any of you asked your ladies after a class or your class members if they would do a quick video for you? Would any of them do them if you asked them, like a vox pop? What is very in vogue at the moment, you've probably seen it, you know, where you can get your, like, your sort of wired mic, and you could do this if you've got like a wired earphones. If you get a wired mic, and they're like about 10-15 quid from Amazon, so, and you hold the, what we did this at the summit, so you hold your phone, they hold the mic, and they do the little chat there, so you get really good audio. And again, it's that sort of vox pop type, you know, you've stopped people and saying, oh, do you enjoy my classes? Yeah, I think they're amazing. Think, just again, let your clients be your number one cheerleaders, and just try and be really innovative. We know that people buy from PayPal. People buy from people, they absolutely do. And if you can utilize your clients, they will sell your services, especially over the Christmas period and New Year period. So give it a go, let me know. Like Ali said, if you can film little vox pops with your clients, so powerful. So let me know if that was helpful. Okay, now as we're coming into the 1st of December, this is a good idea to, again, start to think a little bit more strategically about your social media. So just a quick social media plan. If you do your social media planning on a Friday for the following week, number one, collect all your testimonials, of course, send out your surveys, get all your reviews, encourage people to sign up and give you a comment on Trustpilot or on your Google review. So number one, always do that on a Friday, and then start to populate that information. And then think now, if you are planning your social media content, maybe for the next, however, 20 days, 24 days, 25 days, whatever, think about what you would like going out on which channel at which time. So, and again, this can all be scheduled. So if you, what do you have? The first post of the day, actually let me know in the comments, I'd love to know what you put out. What's your first post of the day? Do you post something that's a question? Do you post and tell people what you're teaching that day? Do you post an exercise or a workout of some description, whether it's your 12 days of fitness or whether it's a stretch or a tip? What's your first going out post that you put? And think what the intention is behind it. Is this supposed to get engagement? Is this supposed to get sales? Is it a sales post? Is it sort of a, I always think the first post is like that post where you're opening your shop. We're here, we're open, we're open for business. This is what's going on today. And maybe on a daily basis, you always post, okay, these are the classes that we've got today. These are the personal training classes, spots that I've got available, or what I'm doing. So think about what's your first post of the day, and then follow suit for the next 20 days. Is it a question? Is it a picture? Post my yoga video daily, plus thought for the day. That's good. If you can consider or think up something that is your first post of the day, so whether it's engagement, whether it's a sales, whatever it is, could you think of 20 versions of that post? Now, you don't have to do every day. You might do 5 days a week, you might do 3 days a week, but you could sit down and schedule all those today. It could be just a good morning, tip of the day, drink more water, tip of the day, eat more protein. I mean, they're a bit boring, but something that just kind of kickstarts your page. A video will always kickstart the algorithm and your page more than anything else, 100%. But if you don't want to do a video or or alive, then again, what could you go that's going out? And then again, think about what could you post at lunchtime. Again, maybe you do, maybe you don't. And then if evening is the time that you tend to make more sales, if you have a look at when you're selling or when you're putting something out that's promotional, when do people buy from you? Is it in the morning? Is it in the evening? For me, it's generally evening at the moment seems to be the time where we see a lot of people make sales. So what could you put out that's going out? Maybe it's your sales post. Maybe you're promoting your January. Or you might be focusing on the next couple of weeks, just engagement, building up your numbers. If you're launching something in January, something new, and you're planning to launch it maybe in Boxing Day or over that period after Christmas, could you be putting out content now that is seeding your audience? So if you're doing a beginners, again, I use my example, we're launching a WalkFit membership. So I'm putting loads and loads of WalkFit videos out. Not really salesy, but just, again, getting people used to the name, the brand, what it's all about. And it's just seeding that content. So when we do launch the WalkFit membership, boom, people have already seen it. They know what the name is. They're accustomed to it. So it's just thinking ahead with your social media planning. Your planning, you can just do it all on paper. Or if you go into the Business Suite app or you use your desktop, again, it actually gives you a calendar on Facebook. Do you use that? So you can go in and you can schedule everything. You can see it all at a glance. Alternatively, if you're scheduling things into your groups, it's just as if you're writing a post and then you click the little calendar and it will schedule it a certain time. So do you have a post that's going out in your group? Do you have a different post that's going out on your main page? Are you copying everything across to your personal page? Again, you'll all be different, but it's just getting into a rhythm right now of being consistent. That's the key, and planning what you're going to be posting. So, and then if you post anything extra on the fly, fantastic. I use Business Suite. Yeah, I mean, it's just phenomenal. I think there's five buckets of social media content if you're a Fit Pro. The first bucket is a work. People need to see you doing what we do. So some kind of workout. So whether that's a 1 minute workout, whether that's you teaching a particular exercise, people need to see how you teach. So that's definitely the backbone of all our socials. Number two is showing your expertise. So again, a tip, an adaptation, just where you're showing your knowledge a little bit, where you're teaching to camera, just something that's a little bit more than a workout. You know, and in the workout bucket, I would include in all of that speedy workouts of your classes, different types of classes that you teach, talking about the definition of each one of those classes. You know, you've got to keep posting about the different sorts of classes and programs that you teach. People need to see it so many times. So bucket two, I would always think, is expertise. Number three, testimonials. That's a massive bucket of content. So trying to get as many testimonials as you can and being innovative how you share them. No, I need that. Number four, I always think, is your sales. So some sales posts where you've got the details, you've got the price point, you've got who is it for, you've got any early bird. And then lastly, a little bit of personal content. And they are your five buckets of content, they really are. But when you do post, think of the intention. What am I trying to gain from this post? Is it educational? Is it entertaining? Is it a sales post? You know, what's the intention behind it? And think about, who is it for? Who is my ideal client? Is it someone that's local? You know, am I speaking to local people because I want to get local people into a community class? Or am I looking to a wider audience because I'm promoting my app or my online membership or my new program? Who is the avatar for that? And that helps you also think about what you're posting. So there we have it. We've had a very busy action-packed week. I hope your Christmas stuff goes well today if you're launching it. Next week I've got two different business talks. I'm doing a project talk about how to have an idea and then how to create that project moving forward. I'm looking forward to that. I've never done a workshop like that before. I've got a little hand here. Here he is. looking forward to that. And I'm also doing a full content social media planning session so we can get all of your social media planned executed, scheduled all the way through December, because you're going to be so busy doing other things. And it'd be great if you've got tons of social media content going out there that's promoting you and your services, so that can do all the heavy lifting. So it's going to be a good one. All right, guys, have the lovely day. Thanks for being part of our groups. I hope it's brought you some value. And if you would do a screenshot, please do, and upload it to your stories. I would love to see what it looks like, either on Facebook or on YouTube. That would be fabulous. And thanks again for being part of the groups. And have a great weekend. Have a lovely Friday. Happy 1st of December. And I'll see you soon.